Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum, welcome to this episode of Lantern. Now, on the continuation of this program, Lantern, we have a nice story. Let's listen to it. The Farmer and the Stork. This is the title of today's story. Finding that cranes were destroying his newly sown corn, a farmer one evening set a net in his field to catch the destructive birds. When he went to examine the net next morning, he found a number of cranes and also a stork. "Release me, I beseech you," cried the stork, "for I have eaten none of your corn, nor have I done you any harm. I'm a poor innocent stork, as you may see, a most dutiful bird. I honor my father and mother, and I..." But the farmer cut him short. "All this may be true enough, I dare you, but I have cut you with those who are destroying my crops, and you must suffer with the company in which you are found. People are judged by the company they keep." Now, on the continuation of this program, Lantern, will listen to the scholar's note on this story. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. Association and friendship with unfavorable people, I mean with people whose moral traits are not favorable, usually brings about unfavorable consequences. In all communities, there are some people who are really... evil people, the village people. For example, when you make friends with them, they might look for an opportunity to do any harm to you. Or when you trust them, they try to deceive you, or they tell lies to you. They tell you lies, and they misguide you. This is one consequence, an unfavorable consequence. And as a result, when you make friends with unfavorable people, with people who have, unfavorable moral traits or some moral vices are easily noticeable in the conducts, okay, it brings you all together some vices, some unfavorable consequences. And another point is that مجالسه اهل الفسوق ريبه, and being associated with the people who are involved in sins, they commit sins openly in the own communities, brings about bad reputation for you. Imagine that those people who are, for example, who are notorious for being sinners, for example, they commit sins openly, or when they commit sins in their private lives, they have no shame, they feel no shame, and recount it here and there that, for example, yesterday or last week I committed so-and-so, I did this and that. And you are associated with them. In the long run, what would other people think about you? They would think about you that, okay, you must be very much associated to them. You must be very much attached to them for certain reasons. And they find out that you might be inclined to join them. However, that you haven't joined their own communities might be because of some reasons, but you are on the way to join them and to become one of them. And if you are a reliable person, this kind of attitude or this kind of friendship makes you defame. It harms your reputation.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
In the Holy Quran, it's indicated in the Holy Quran, it's indicated that some people are very much inclined to listen to Satan. And while it isn't so, those people who are inclined to be obedient to Satan, it would be really very, very hard for them to get out of that track. In the Holy Quran, it's indicated in this way, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Certainly those people who turn away, who averted from the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will have a Satan that will be associated with him or with them, with such person. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَسُدُّونَهُمْ عَنَ السَّبِيلِ. And those Satans, not one Satan, but a group of Satans, would prevent these people from joining the right path. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. While those people think that they would be inclined to find and join the right path. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَنَا قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ بَعْدَ الْمَشْرَقَيْنِ. And when on the resurrection day, when those people come to us on the resurrection day, they would turn to Satan or those Satans. يَا لَيْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ بَعْدَ الْمَشْرَقَيْنِ فَبِئْسَ الْقَرِينِ. I wish you had been very, very far from me. What a vice and what an unfavorable associate you have been. Elsewhere in the Holy Quran, it said, on the judgment day, those people who experience, that unfavorable, the consequences of those unfavorable deeds in this world, they would say that, okay, what an unfavorable, what a sinful associate we had. And when he finds out that, when the sinner in this world experiences in the world hereafter that he or she is, very much close to be put into the hellfire, he would say that, okay, he or she feels very sorry for his misdeeds in this world. And he or she would say that had it not had been because of the divine favor upon me, I would have certainly been one of those people who entered the hellfire. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innu.